And now this is a dictation for Lauri, L-A-U-R-I-E, Monahan, M-O-N-A-H-A-N, hyphen, huge, H-U-G-H-E-S, November 3, 87, addresses a letter to Mary, M-A-R-Y, Stunner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, a follow-up for Lori, who has a renal transplant. Recent problems of cytomegalovirus infection has not required antiviral medications. Transplant center has decreased the dose of the cell set. Presently, she has no symptoms, no fever, no respiratory, no sore throat. The prior respiratory symptoms improve, although she also has a chronic allergy. She's been tested frequently for coronavirus, being negative. No kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, good hydration, no cloudiness of blood. Frequent diarrhea, some of these from transplant medications, but no bleeding. No abdominal pain, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. No coffee sputum production, nor phopnea PND, nor rash. Next paragraph, medication list review, blood pressure lisinopril for tertiary hyperparathyroidism remains on Sensipar. Transplant medication prednisone, low dose of Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, and long-acting Tacro. Next paragraph, blood pressure 122-88, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. We offer her an in-person visit. She opted for phone visit. Next paragraph, chemistry is in August, creatinine 1.2. Creatinine has been as high as 1.3. She still has detectable cytomegalovirus. The next dose will be on Friday. Prior electrolyte, normal, mild metabolic acidosis, probably from diarrhea, normal glucose, normal albumin calcium. There has been increase of bilirubin, transaminases, alkaline phosphatase. This will be rechecked. She has antibodies protective for hepatitis B. She's negative for hepatitis C. Anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant number 2. Next number, transplant medications, adjustments as indicated above. Next number, membranous nephropathy. Next number, cytomegalovirus infection on a lower dose of Myfortic. Next number, chronic diarrhea and metabolic acidosis. Next number, abnormalities on liver function test to be rechecked. Tertiary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. All this is discussed with the patient. Come back in 6 months.